Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. Possible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne on the root is on fire, and the country is on fire. I just returned moments ago, literally, I almost didn't make my own show. I just got back moments ago from a speech at the Italian American Club of Las Vegas, a great wild crowd, enthusiastic crowd, big fans of war, really appreciate it, nicest people in the world, all Trumpers, all understand that America is being destroyed. And I tried to explain to them how bad the numbers were about inflation this morning. They were bad. They were as bad as you get. Catastrophic. There's never been worse numbers in the history of the United States of America when it comes to inflation like there were this morning. Just absolutely disgusting, horrible numbers that indicate we are Zimbabwe. We are Zimbabwe. Just terrible. I just don't understand how it's possible that our country could be this bad. But the good news is, and it is good news, the good news is that the bright lining, as bad as the numbers were, it's got to be the seal of death to the Democrat Party. And I don't mean death as in physical. Let no liberal say Wayne Root was urging the death of Democrats. That's not what I'm saying. The death of the Democrat Party in the midterms, as in they're going to lose badly, as in their party's going to be a shell of its former self. Look what they've done to our country. It's unbelievable. Food inflation hits nearly 40% as CPI explodes. Inflation reaches catastrophic 40-year high as Biden puts America on the path of Sri Lanka. You could also say Zimbabwe. You could also say Greece. You could also say the Weimar Republic. It's bad. Country's in bad shape. Food inflation is exploding as much as 40% year over year. Well, today's, just coming from a 2-hour speech, and my voice is just acting up. But today's CPI number is deemed a catastrophe for the Biden administration. The producer price index yesterday was the first sign of disaster. It rose 0.4% for the month, twice the expected amount. And today's CPI, which is what inflation is all about, reveals a shocking 8.2% year-over-year inflation rate, the highest in 40 years. And the highest price increases are being seen in food, airline, natural gas, health insurance, and public transportation. Butter is up 32.2%. Eggs are up 30.5%. Fresh and dried vegetables up 15.7% for the month. 40.2% for the year. Grains are up 10.7% for the month. 30.4% for the year. Fresh eggs are up 16.7% for the month. 97.3% for the year. And by the way, my whole diet is eggs. I probably eat somewhere between 8 and 16 eggs a day. Bakery products are up 0.8% for the month, 14% for the year. Pasta is up 1.1% for the month, 34.1% for the year. And this is massive, massive hyperinflation, stagflation. This is theft. This is like if Biden woke up one day and said, for now on, I'm raising income taxes to 80%. It wouldn't be any worse than this. It doesn't matter that your income taxes are only 40 or 50%, or if you live in California, 60 or 70% of the money you've got left, it's all going to inflation. And what it's going to lead to is what's scary, which is widespread starvation and eventually mass uprising across America as people can no longer afford to eat or put gas in their cars or heat their homes. This is an absolute disaster. And our country's in so much trouble. And this is the end. This is the beginning of the end if they don't straighten things out fast. And I don't believe there's any way to get this under control. And I don't believe there's any way to straighten these things out fast. I don't see how you could do it. Even if Republicans win in November, what is that going to do to me? What is a Republican Congress going to do about inflation with a Democrat president who will veto everything they try and do and will keep running the country by executive order? And if the economic calamity continues and the country just collapses, there will be no agreement between Republicans and Democrats on what to do between a Republican House and Senate, hopefully, and a Democrat president. There'll be no agreement. So there's nobody coming to the rescue. There's no way to put together a rescue package. Just impossible. Some other headlines about today's inflation print. Horrible, brutal, a disaster for Democrats, a shocked Wall Street reacts to today's CPI nuclear bomb. Forget about the country on the verge of a nuclear war. That's bad enough. But this was a nuclear bomb for the Democrat Party. This was way more than anybody predicted. The bears were shocked. And it's an absolute disaster. What's funny is that Wall Street went way up today. That's what's so funny. I guess what Wall Street thinks is, and I saw this for 8 years under Obama, that the worse the economy gets, the more the market goes up. Because they think that the Fed has to save the country, and the Fed will just drop, print trillions of fake dollars, run the printing presses all day long, and drop it on Wall Street. Another headline, inflation rate comes in hot, the highest rate since 1982, real wages declined for a record 18 months in a row. Wages down for 18 months in a row because wages cannot keep pace with this kind of inflation. Impossible. More headlines. Americans suffer most severe pay cut in 25 years due to inflation. So it doesn't matter that your boss didn't pay cut you. As a matter of fact, he probably gave you a raise. It doesn't matter. It can't keep up with inflation. And food cost jump sparks hotter than expected U.S. producer price inflation. PC shipments plunged 20%, steepest drop in more than 20 years. National average of gas climbing towards $4 a gallon again. Diesel gas above $5 a gallon as ugly inflation returns. One of my friends told me that gas got up 70 cents in the last 3 days where he lives. 70 cents a gallon in 3 days. Mortgage rates rise to 16-year highs. Annual home sales slump by 39%. Do you think we're getting out of this easily? Let me tell you, if you vote Democrat, we're never getting out of it. It's over. America's finished if you vote Democrat. Completely finished. I want to tell you a story that I heard at my speech at the Italian-American Club today. Because this couple just couldn't wait to talk to me, get me alone. Kind of corner me and tell me their story. He is from Holland. She is from Hungary. They're probably about, she's about 75 years old. He told me he's 80. So the 80-year-old from Holland and the 75-year-old from Hungary, husband and wife, came here to America many, many years ago after World War II to finally find, you know, their American dream. They lived a good life and they made money, and he says, I'm pretty rich now. And because of that, he owns some rental properties in Las Vegas. And at every one of his rental properties, the renters have stopped paying for rent. And it takes him months and months and months to ever get a court hearing, let alone to kick him out. Can't kick him out to get a court hearing. And it takes you like 9 months to get a court hearing. He's got somebody right now who refuses to pay rent for like the third month in a row. And the court hearing is for March 13th, he told me. If I got the number right. It might be March 15th, but I think it was March 13th. He has to wait till next March. And the person in his house, well, he has to pay the mortgage, he has to pay the property taxes, he has to pay the insurance, he has to pay the homeowner's dues. But that person doesn't have to pay anything. And it's all stuck on him. And he's already done it with two other rental properties, and the judges don't care. The judges yell at him and say, you cannot throw these people out. You have no right to throw them out. They'll be homeless. I demand you keep them in the house. He says, what do you mean? I have to pay the bills, and they're paying nothing. And the judge says, I don't care. One judge kicked him out of the courtroom, said, leave. I don't want you in my courtroom anymore. You're disrespectful. See, these are, and I said to this guy, I said, these are the judges Trump had to deal with. This is what you're dealing with. These judges have black robes. They're pieces of human garbage. Screw you and your black robe. You don't have any more brains than any of the rest of us. You're a liberal, communist, biased piece of garbage behind a black robe. And you hate capitalism. You hate people that actually are bosses and landlords who are making money. And you want to tilt everything in favor of Democrats because you're a Democrat. This is, and what this guy said was, the real important point of this is, his wife's from Hungary. Holland is not a communist country, although it's semi-socialist. But Hungary was a communist country when she left. And she said, America's become a communist country. What they've done to me and my husband is communism. And thank God for the moment we can afford the fact that we have rentals and nobody's paying rent. And we have to go months and months in a row paying all the bills while the people who live in our houses pay nothing. And they get to live there. Well, we pay the bill. But she said, this is communism. This is pure communism. I'm scared to death for me, my husband, and I'm scared to death for our children and our grandchildren. Anybody who's ever lived in a communist country can see what's happening in America today is communism. This is socialism slash communism slash Marxism. It is bad. You know who else can see it? Tulsi Gabbard can see it. She's the best thing that happened to us in a long time. Democrat congresswoman, former Democrat presidential candidate. I want to say turned Republican, but certainly turned conservative. She's got some more comments about Democrats. I want to reach you when we get back. She sounds exactly like Wayne Allyn Root. Go, Tulsi. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in vitamins. Vitamins have been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group was one of President Trump's health advisors and worked to develop natural solutions to the situations we're dealing with around the world. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more
more energy and maintain regularity. That is why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut to help eliminate gas, constipation, and bloating. Oxy Powder is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body, change your life. Get a 15% discount with a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Visit globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 15% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to GreatPatriotStore.com. You know, it's funny, I just given 2 hours basically worth of speech and question and answer and book signing where I talked to every person in line for my book. So I spoke for at least 2 hours, plus before that a half hour sitting at the table and, you know, people came up to me and I talked to them there. So 2.5 hours of talking, then I got back here with like 5 minutes to spare to do my radio show and I started talking in hour one and my voice is gone for a second. I reached for water because it comes right back as soon as I drink some water. And I realized I just walked right up and started talking and there was no water. I'd never gotten any water. There's no water here. How'd you like to be on the radio and your voice goes and you reach for water and there's nothing there? There was no bottle of water. So I drank some water in the break and I feel great. I feel fine. My voice is back. I just needed some water. Now I've got it. So thank God for, the brand of water is Tahoe Springs. Thank you, Tahoe Springs, for always taking care of me. Get GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, listen up because it's time to teach corporate America a lesson. If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in the USA at the highest quality, the best prices, found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. You've got to listen to me. Every single thing that you buy, everything that's in your house, everything that's in your kitchen, everything that's in your bathroom, everything that's in your garage, every one of those products is already here at GreatPatriotStore.com. It's available for sale for a dramatically lower price. So you're going to save 20% or 30% or 40% or even 50%. Healthier, made healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you save a fortune. Wow, that's a win-win-win. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus you save on gas because you don't drive to a store. You buy it online. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com.
PatriotStore.com and start spending your hard-earned dollars with an American company that loves America, that's patriotic, that's conservative, and that all the products are made in the USA. GreatPatriotStore.com. Pretty cool stuff. GreatPatriotStore.com. I always tell you that I love Michelle Fiore here in Nevada. Even though it's a national show, I bring up a lot of Nevada stories because what happens in Nevada is symptomatic maybe of what's happening all over the United States, or it symbolizes whatever is happening all over the United States. It doesn't stay in Vegas. It's really happening everywhere. And Michelle Fiore is a councilwoman here in Las Vegas who is running for state treasurer. And she's running against this guy, Zach Conine. And I want to read you this story. Nevada treasurer Zach Conine, Democrat, invested $50 million in a Chinese bank with Nevada taxpayer money. This is just, you know, more par for the course. Democrats have been under fire this year for their close ties to the Chinese communists at the national level after gifting them hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. tax dollars in Green New Deal projects across the country. Here in Nevada, Governor Steve Sisolak gave $8 million in Nevada tax credits to a mining company whose largest shareholders are Chinese Communist Party members. You know these people are bought off. Again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. Steve Sisolak is bought off and owned by China, just like Joe Biden is owned by China. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, owned by China. All the Democrat Party and all the Democrat politicians are bought off and owned by China. China's smart. Think about it. If you invade the United States, do you know what kind of money that would cost? Just like Russia's going broke in Ukraine. Do you know what kind of money it costs to invade the United States of America, and you probably could never win? But if you simply set aside like $3 billion and you pay off all the Democrat politicians, not only in offshore accounts to make them rich to do whatever you want them to do, but also you pay off in little contributions below the amount you need to tell people your name and what job you've got. If you just buy them off by bribing them both personally and also for their campaigns, you give them campaign contributions of $199 or less. You don't have to report it because it's not $200. You can control the whole United States if you get them elected. And that's what they've done, in my opinion. Again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. The entire Democrat Party is doing the bidding of China. They're all owned by China. But here's what 360 News has uncovered. Our own Nevada State Treasurer, Zach Conine, has invested at least $50 million in Nevada funds in a communist Chinese-owned bank, according to the Nevada State Treasurer Office Executive Director, Stephen Hill. When pressed on the exact amount of money Nevada's investing in communist Chinese-controlled banks, he hesitated. 360 News looked for more information about funds invested in Chinese-controlled banks, could not find anything. But Mr. Hill was very specific in his response. When asked about investments in Israel, he stated with certainty the state of Nevada has $10 million invested in Israeli bonds. Zach Conine's campaigning on removing state funds from American firearm companies. Conine's office identified $89 million investments that Nevada made that they now pull out of funds because they invest in firearms companies. So when you vote for a Democrat for even an office that seems like nothing, treasurer, you're voting for a guy who's helping the Chinese, killing guns, and soon he'll be killing Israel too because he wants to invest only in companies that don't invest in Israel. Michelle Fiore is the choice.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. inflation eased slightly in September to 8.2%. but underlying prices, excluding energy and food, accelerated to a new four-decade high of 6.6%. The president saying he's doing his best to tame 40-year high inflation.
Before I begin, let me say a few words quickly about today's report on inflation. Americans are squeezed by the cost of living. It's been true for years, and folks don't need a report to tell them they're being squeezed. Fighting this battle every day is a key reason why I ran for president of the United States.
The Democratic-led January House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol voted to issue a subpoena to former President Donald Trump for testimony and documents. The Dow gaining 827 points on Thursday to close at 3038. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We'll be right back.
want to open this segment by saying the same thing I said yesterday. I should try and do this every show for now through the election on November 8th. First of all, vote Republican up and down the ticket. Second of all, every single one of you vote on election day. Do not vote early. Do not vote on mail-in ballots. You cannot trust the post office. You cannot trust anything going on in America today. You can only trust you physically voting on election day, and that's one of the ways to beat the scam and the rigging is to vote on election day. So vote on election day. And some of the names I want you to remember in Nevada, because that's where my show is based, even though we're all over the country, but Lombardo for governor, Joe Lombardo, sheriff for governor, Adam Laxalt for United States Senate. Don't forget Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony, good friend of mine. Don't forget for Attorney General Sigal Chadha, great friend of mine. Don't forget for Treasurer Michelle Fiore, great friend of mine. Don't forget for Secretary of State Jim Marchant. We've got to get a Republican Secretary of State, Jim Marchant, and vote Republican all the way down the line for every office, including Congress, especially Congress. And one guy stands out, Sam Peters, my great friend at CD4, great, great friend of mine. But Roberson, and don't forget April Becker. So all good candidates, all Republicans, vote for all of them. But Sam Peters, great friend of mine in CD4, I wanted to mention him. And Sigal stands out, Sigal Chadha. I want to mention Jim Marchant standing out for Secretary of State. And I want to mention, you know, standing out Treasurer Michelle Fiore. These are the ones we've got to get elected. I mentioned why earlier in the last segment about the treasurer, current Democrat treasurer in Nevada, investing our money with anti-Israel, investing our money without guns, can't have any gun companies, and most importantly, investing money in Chinese-owned companies. We've got to get away from these people that are owned by China, owned lock, stock, and barrel by China. The whole Democrat Party. Sponsor of this segment of the show is MyPillow. See, that's where you know you're buying products. I told you in the last segment, GreatPatriotStore.com. Here's the other one. Buy all your products, GreatPatriotStore.com and MyPillow.com. At MyPillow, use the promo code WAR to save up to 66%. There's an area where you fill in radio host promo codes, towels, their beach blankets, and, of course, their dog beds. Bubba loves his dog bed, so does Buddy. They love it. They sleep in there all the time. They don't even come on my bed anymore. They really don't. They don't need to sleep on my bed. They want to sleep on their MyPillow dog beds. And then Mike Lindell's even got new My Coffee. So just go to MyPillow.com and put in the code WAR, and you get up to 66% off. Very cool. My guest is here, J.D. Rucker, and he is the editor at AmericaFirstReport.com and TheLibertyDaily.com. AmericaFirstReport.com, TheLibertyDaily.com. And he's got some of the best stories ever. And the reason I know that is he always chooses my stories and puts them in the headline. So, yes, J.D., you have very, very good taste. Well, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. J.D., are you there?
Can you hear me?
There you go. Now I'm starting to hear you. Yeah, at first I did not. Let's make sure we can hear you.
Well,
J.D., are you there?
I'm glad you can hear me. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, and I hope you were laughing when I said you have good taste. I know that because you keep picking my stories, so good stuff. Some of the big stories today at your website, The Liberty Daily, is Kanye canceled. J.P. Morgan gives no reason for booting Kanye West from his bank accounts. I just don't get it. Can't we sue for millions of dollars in damages and slander when someone drops you, when a bank drops you as a client? How are you allowed to kick someone out because of their political beliefs? I don't get it.
So anybody, and here's the challenge that we're faced with is nobody's doing it. Nobody's really standing up. We complain about it on social media. We complain about it on our shows and maybe in our blogs or whatever. But nobody's actually doing anything about it, and you're right. People should sue because this is discrimination against a political belief, and that should be protected, even from a private business.
But it's not, unfortunately. I think when you look at the Civil Rights Act, you're protected based on your race, your religion, but not on your political beliefs. I guess they're going to argue that they can kick out anybody they want for a political belief. It's not under the Civil Rights Act, I guess. I don't know. I think you could sue under,
under the idea that you've slandered me, you've destroyed my reputation. You know, if a bank cancels me and doesn't want my money, I would say that's suable offense because they're slandering you and they're saying bad things about you when in fact you haven't done anything wrong. It's just your political beliefs. So I don't know. I think there's grounds there, but it's not as good as if we would change the Civil Rights Act. So I'm going to have to mention to President Trump that he should change the Civil Rights Act and amend it to include political beliefs. Then no one could ever fire you for that, even if it's a private company.
That'd be great. By the way, I did love your last interview with him. Great stuff as always.
Thank you, J.D. Really, really appreciate it. So, all right, so we move from Kanye to good news. Tulsi Gabbard, I just gave a speech at the Italian-American Club here in Las Vegas, and I made a major portion of my speech about Tulsi Gabbard. Her comments, her exit comments upon leaving the Democrat Party, even though she hasn't officially become a Republican, and I don't know if she's going to. She may stay an independent. But her comments were so good, they sounded like me. You know, in other words, Democrats would say, Wayne Root's an extreme right-winger. Wayne Root's a racist. Wayne Root is terrible. Wayne Root's a conspiracy theorist. Here's a Democrat congresswoman who ran for president as a Democrat. She sounded exactly like me and all the reasons why she hates Democrats, that they hate white people. Hate people of faith, hate religion, hate God. She said all those things. She said they love, pedophilia and transgenders. It was fabulous. Tulsi Gabbard is the real thing. She's good.
Yes, and I'll admit, I was skeptical. I'm always skeptical about people that are switching sides. I've been going after Joe Manchin a bit, Kyrsten Sinema, because they're, supposedly moderate Democrats, and they always seem to come through at the wrong moment. But with Tulsi, I wanted to see, what is she going to do? And, is she going to go out there and start maybe endorsing some rhinos, maybe some moderate Democrats? No, her first endorsement was Joe Kent, who Donald Trump endorsed like last September. He's a
right.
MAGA patriot. Okay.
He's been on my show. He's a good guy. I like him a lot. A lot.
Great guy. And if she picks him, that she threw down the gauntlet. She's saying, and I don't know if she's going to become a Republican or not either. I don't think she will. She'll probably stay an independent. But at least we know that her values, her core values, do align with us. So I'm going to be watching her.
Yeah, and by the way, you mentioned that she endorsed Kent, and that's one of your headlines, but she's campaigning in New Hampshire with General Bulldog. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Bulldog? I don't know. However it's pronounced, I've got to be careful how I say it, because it sounds like a really dirty word. But let's say Bulldog. General Bulldog. All I can say is he's a big conservative, a big MAGA guy, and they paint him in New Hampshire as extreme right-winger, a crazy man, a racist. And she's endorsing him and campaigning with him, too. So she's two for two. I got to think Tulsi's sounds like she's become a MAGA Republican to me.
It's funny because I had mentioned to my wife, I said, I got to cover a story. This is yesterday. I've got to cover a story about Tulsi Gabbard not being a Democrat anymore. And she said, I always thought she was a Republican the way she talks. And it's true. Listen, we can have friends that are independents. Technically speaking, I am registered out here in California as an independent, as no party affiliation. Now, I've never voted for a Democrat in my life. I'll always vote up and down the ticket Republican. But I still reserve the right to be an independent simply because most in the GOP, I believe, are feckless. A lot of them are anti-Trump. A lot of them are anti-American. So I can't associate with that. I will associate with the MAGA movement, with the America First movement, with conservatism. But I'm not going to touch the Republican Party, even though I still will vote for all of them on Election Day.
Well, as an example, J.D. Rucker, or maybe you don't know, that, I've been a lifelong Republican conservative since the age of three. My dad had me in his arms handing out literature for Barry Goldwater in 1963 at the age of three. So I don't know how anyone could question my Republican bona fides. And yet, for several years, I left the GOP, and I became a Libertarian, and I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination, and I almost won, and I came oh so close, and I wound up as the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. I didn't even know if you know that, but I was an independent Libertarian for quite a while. I think it was about 5-6 years I was a Libertarian. But I always leaned Republican conservative, and I always rooted for the GOP to win elections. If it wasn't going to be my candidate, I wanted the GOP to win. But I was sickened by their spending and by George Bush. I thought he was a lousy president. George W. Bush, in his second term, I thought he was a lousy president. The national debt scared the hell out of me. So I became a Libertarian, I thought was an answer. And, then I came back to the GOP in 2012, and I've been with him ever since. So I'm a lifelong Republican, but a few years I had a dalliance with you know, I danced a little bit with the Libertarians and became, you know, joined their presidential ticket. But I certainly consider myself a Republican conservative or an independent conservative who leans Republican and always votes straight Republican. So, look, I understand it, but I don't know about what your wife thought. I always thought Tulsi Gabbard was a libertarian with some liberal leanings and some conservative leanings. I never saw her as a MAGA conservative. So I am really shocked by what's going on and pleasantly surprised, and I will embrace her, and I think she's doing a great job in her defection from the Democrats, whether she becomes a Republican or not.
Well, her story, you know, her history, she became a Democrat because when she was young and decided to run, she was like 21 years old when she first ran for office. And she was, her main issue at the time was the environment. She was an environmentalist out in Hawaii. And
right.
So that means Democrat, right?
Right.
But as she, once she got into D.C., she started realizing that her real interest was in non-intervention, was in making sure that, you know, we weren't just out there doing all sorts of crazy stuff. And she started realizing that those people that are pushing for war, it's not just Democrats, it's also rhinos. So I would say that maybe her evolution toward becoming a MAGA Republican is happening because she's seeing, looking in D.C., and she's seeing the only people that are saying no war, no war, no war are the MAGA Republicans.
Yeah, I think the good news is, the really good news, not only does she sound like me and you when she gave her statement on the exit of the Democrat Party, so she gives credence to you and me, credibility to you and me, but also I think she kind of greases the wheels for Joe Manchin and others to leave the Democrat Party now. Whether they go Republican or whether they go independent, I think a lot of Democrats are going to hear what she says, and it's going to give them courage to follow her out the door, because this Democrat Party is radical and crazy and insane and ruining the country and ruining the economy. We'll be right back. More with J.D. Rucker from TheLibertyDaily.com. I'm Wayne Allyn. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You've no guy. This is Wayne Allyn. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to Goldgate Capital. Hi, Wayne Allyn here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. And get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax
attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, way down the root. The root's on fire. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm Mr. Vitamin. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, my vitality, my perfect health for decades. So I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He was one of President Trump's health advisors. Very impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind. It's called Oxy Powder. As Dr. Group reports, all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut, change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount just for my fans, plus Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. It's all available at globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war, and get 15% off, plus the free book, Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide, plus a one-year money-back guarantee. A year. If you don't like it, you get your full money back anytime over the next year. That's how much they believe in these products. GlobalHealing.com/war. Back with J.D. Rucker, who is the editor at TheLibertyDaily.com, one of my favorite sites, and a new one, AmericaFirstReport.com. What, hey, J.D., I know, you know, every day, 20 times a day, I go to TheLibertyDaily.com. What is AmericaFirstReport.com? How is it different than the Liberty Daily?
American First Report has a lot more direct content. We do some curating and aggregating over there, but that's why people go to the Liberty Daily, because it's the conservative alternative to Drudge. Whereas America First Report, we're building it into a legitimate network, a legitimate news organization that can go out and find the stories and really discern them for the people. so that, you know, a lot of times people will hear something, but they may not get the full picture because they're getting it from one of the corporate media sites or maybe a milquetoast right-leaning rhino site. We like to just kind of say it how it is, and that's really what it's all about over at AmericaFirstReport.com.
All right, and I assume I see all these topics that were big topics in the last 24 hours at the Liberty Daily, but I got to assume that earlier today the big topic was inflation. The new report came in today, and it was a disaster. And I've you know, my gut tells me it's the end of the Democrat Party. They're going to be destroyed in the midterms. Who would vote for Democrats seeing inflation coming in as hot as it is again? I mean, it's been hot for a year and a half under Biden, but people thought it was peaking. At least Wall Street experts thought it was peaking. And I kept saying it's not peaking. It's going to continue for years to come, and it's going to be very bad for years to come. And sure enough, the report came in today, and it was awful. I assume that was a big headline earlier today.
Well, it was. It was the biggest story of the morning. We've had some breaking news that have happened since then, but that was a huge one. The CPI numbers showing in, they're saying, I think, 16% food and energy inflation. It's actually, the real number is closer to 40%. When you take everything into account, this is the most catastrophic inflation that we've seen in four decades. Okay, this isn't going to go away. And you're right. You know, where are they going to get voters? I guess that's why they're going after Trump again. I guess that's why they're doing all of these other things to try to distract voters away from the fact that they're essentially robbing us. They're making it to where we're not able to support our families or put bread on our tables. And that's just, nobody votes for that. It's the economy. That's what they always say. It's the economy.
It's the economy, right? Stupid, so, right? It's the economy, stupid. That was James Carville's
it
line.
Is the economy.
But I see the economy is not your headline now, and inflation is not your headline. The headline now is that Liz Cheney and the corrupt January 6th committee unanimously vote to subpoena Donald Trump ahead of the midterms. And then it says Trump loves the idea of testifying before the January 6th committee. Fill us in on this story. I've been out speaking. I didn't even know this story. Fill me in.
Oh, yeah. So today's the last day of their, you know, before the next session. So this is the last we'll ever get to see Liz Cheney. And in her parting shot, you know, she hates Donald Trump more than anything else in the world. In her parting shot, she called for a vote to see who, if they would be able to subpoena Donald Trump, get his records, get him to testify. And, you know, it was a unanimous vote, 9-0. Of course, Adam Kinzinger, crying Adam, he voted in favor. And, of course, all the Democrats did as well. This is the October surprise. They're going to try to get this squeezed in there. They're going to try to force the story to be about Trump instead of being about, as you said, the economy, instead of being about, you know, all the money that we're sending to Ukraine, instead of being about all the truth that's coming out about the COVID-19 vaccines. They want the story to be about Trump, and it's going to fail, and Trump is going to absolutely obliterate them, whether he testifies or not. If he obliterates them legally, awesome. If he obliterates them by getting in front of a national audience and making fools of them, either way, they're going to lose. They're just so desperate because they're going to lose in the elections. They're trying to throw anything they can up against the wall so that people aren't focused on how they can't put bread or steaks or even burgers on the table anymore.
Well, I hope you're right, J.D., that, you know, this is the October surprise, because then they're pretty weak and they got nothing. But, I mean, what if there's another October surprise? I've always thought they had a much worse October surprise in store for all of us, you know, like World War III or a nuclear attack or the threat, just the threat of a nuclear World War III that would make people rally around the flag and the president. And they're trying so desperately, even Trump said that on my show on Saturday, they're trying desperately to incite World War III and a nuclear attack. They really are. Either that or just terrible incompetence. But I hope this is their only October surprise, because it ain't going to work compared to inflation. J.D. Rucker, we're on the run. The show is thelibertydaily.com and AmericaFirstReport.com. J.D. Rucker is the editor on both of those. Two fantastic websites. Check them out. We thank you for coming on, J.D.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess.
Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.